Hello, and welcome back to the next episode of Main Character with me, your host, Andrea Marie Tita. Today is a very exciting episode. I am joined by Marcy Barron. Marcy is an intuitive guide and an energy alchemist. She offers her clients a highly personalized experience to regulate, clear, and heal. Marcy offers integrated energy therapy, Reiki, past life regression, rapid rewire coaching, body code, breathwork, and discovery sessions. Marcy is such a light, and I am honored to be here with you today. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much, Andrea. So happy to be here.
I'm so grateful that we got to connect and that we're here. And I know this is, I can already tell this is going to be such an inspiring episode. So thank you.
Thank you.
Of course. I would love if we could kick off a little bit about you, your background, where you're based, and start from there.
Yeah. So my name is Marcy Barron, and I am based on Long Island in New York. And what I do, or how I got, let me start how I got here, is I was in so much emotional pain my whole life, and in talk therapy my whole life. I came from a family of divorce, and things hit fever pitch when I lost my own child. I gave birth to a 25-pound micro preemie infant, and it just spun my world out. And I had two more kids, and then I ended up getting divorced myself. And I could give you that list of, you know, why I wasn't doing well, but it didn't help. Like, I was very cognizant and in therapy. And it wasn't until I went to an energy healer where things rapidly started to change. And my training is in teaching. I have a dual master's in education. And as a curious person, I just started taking trainings and just curious. I wasn't even thinking about doing it. And then all the stars aligned and I was like, this is what I'm meant to do. And for 10 years, I've been helping women in person and all over the world work through the energy body to heal in physical, mental, and emotional, and literally clear, I say, the issues in the tissues and reach their next level of consciousness, awareness. And it's in all areas, right? Money, career, relationships, health, and soul's purpose. So it's a beautiful way to help people because it's the only thing that helped me.
Thank you for sharing that so vulnerably. And as you were saying that, I was thinking about it, and I feel like we go through these difficult times and like traumas, and we obviously can't understand it during that time period. But people that I've connected with, you included, like, the brightest lights come out of the darkness, and like people want to give back through that. And it's just, I have chills thinking about it because it's so incredible that you were used by, you know, God or whatever higher power you believe in to be a vessel for others. Yeah,
for sure. Truly. Yeah. I think everybody who's aligned in the work of that they do, and I know particularly in healing, it's our own stories that are the reason why. And we all go through so much. It's inherent in the human experience. And the way to come back into, I call it zero point, or, you know, in witness state, in a place of neutrality, like, these things happened and they don't define me, and I can connect the dots and find why it happened for me, not to me. And then it becomes also the place in which I can help people. So I help all of my clients and say, yeah, I know exactly how you feel. And what I will tell everyone listening and watching is that my son, I had to have that experience because I didn't have a connection with God, source, universe. And while he passed, it then just really strengthened. All of my gifts came online And he's my angel and has guided me on this path the whole time. So my biggest, you know, mess became my message. My wound became my wisdom, so to speak. And it's an incredible way to share, because from that place you can have, oh, now I get it.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. And I feel like I mentioned this to you briefly before, but how I came to finding you through Evolve by Erica, who you guys have heard about, is I had her on and I talk about her meditation practices and how much that's helped me over the last several years. But about a year ago, Erica had Marcy do a live womb healing, and it was so powerful. And we wanted to talk about it live so you guys could hear from Marcy's perspective. But I'll just start initially, like, and you'll add a lot more to this than I can recall. But it was so beautiful because Marcy has a way of like speaking so eloquently and calmly and helping you tap into what you've probably been suppressing. Like, and I keep thinking of the imagery around flowers and the garden and healing, and that it's such a sacred place that some of us probably never even, I mean, I don't think I ever tapped into it before that. So can you talk a little bit about that offering that you do?
Yeah, for sure. So through this work, I have been called, and I mean called, like as a channel for this womb healing medicine, and have helped many women regulate their periods, get pregnant when the doctor said it was impossible. Miracles, in fact. And Erica invited me, you know, as a guest, as a live thing. And that was bananas, because it really was, like, the response after. And this is the whether I do it for someone individually, launching a program, helping women with their conception and what the energetic blocks are. But that particular event that you were a part of, and I just did a hands-on in-person one this weekend, but that particular event, what I want to say about it is, for a lot happens for me in my dream state. A lot happens in the, what we call, you know, it's the realm of the astral plane. It's when you're sleeping and you're not awake, but I have crazy travels and dreams and this, and like really wild stuff happen. And for that event, for 3 nights before, I was working on everyone in the collective. It was like we did it before, and then I showed up and I channeled it, and everyone had crazy, really, really insane experiences, like in a great way. And what I want to say about that is, when you're intuitive and the way that I am, this energy gets channeled through me. So I didn't have a script. I didn't have anything, like the flowers, all that happened. It, like, all was just, I'm burping. You guys, I burp when I clear energy. So someone
thought it was nervous. Yeah, sorry.
No, it's just when you clear energy, it just, the burps happen. So it was being channeled for that group, and it was really, really powerful. So and you, along with, you know, so many other women, messaged me like, oh my God. I made a highlight on my Instagram with everyone's messages, because it was just so freaking powerful. And on top of which, I work with a lot of women, like I said, in my own group and privately with this, because the womb, back to your question, you didn't know, so I would love to tell the listeners, your womb is your sacred space. It is your sacral chakra. It is your energetic center of creation and creativity, whether you want to create life or birth through you creative. It is, you know, your creative offering. It's your energetic center of pleasure and play and receptivity and sexuality and sensuality. And it's supposed to be juicy. And so many of us women, we have projections of other people's stuff. We have ex-partners' energy, of sexual partners, whether, you know, whatever goes on with our cycle. You know, I didn't know this when I, you know, but like when I was getting pregnant, but like all of the pregnancies, the losses, the miscarriages, the terminations, all of that. And if you ever had a gynecologist and you're doing, what are they,
pap smear, right?
Yeah. Like there's stuff going on in there and it needs to be cleared. And so much happens when that is cleared. So it's
amazing. I highly recommend, because you don't even know what you aren't opening yourself up to. Like it was a healing in a way that I had never experienced. Like it was a deeper meditation. And I'm pretty sure I was moved to tears like towards the end of it. Like it was just crazy.
That's what I get. A lot of emotion comes up, a lot of shaking, and not in a bad way, but just like, you know, shaking. I don't want people to be scared, but like if you look at animals out in nature, like I have a dog, and every time I take off her leash, she shakes. And what that means is she's finishing the stress response because she doesn't like coming out of her leash. Or if she sees another dog and she freezes and the dog passes and she shakes. So shaking is a somatic release to finish the stress cycle.
Okay.
And our minds and bodies are always trying to finish the stress cycle, but because we don't feel comfortable to express, right? We repress. So shaking is actually really good. And a lot of women were like, wow, I like shook and moved. And I was like, good. You finished the stress cycle.
Yeah. No, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But yeah. Thank you for sharing that. I highly recommend. And we'll obviously towards the end, let everyone know where to find you. But I was even like, when I was doing my research and preparing, I was like, I want to work with her one-on-one. I'm like, there's so much more to unravel.
The thing about work, I would love that, you know, if you want to talk about that. But the thing with working with people and what I tell everyone, and this might be like a really good understanding of everyone, is whatever's happening in one area of your life is usually carried through every area. Most of the time. And why? Because we're running on our subconscious mind, which is running 95%. It's like the elevator music. It's based on a belief that isn't even true about us. I call it the split. I'll give you my own example in my own life in a minute. And then when we have that belief and the emotions that come behind it and the thoughts, then that's what meets us in our reality. On top of which, we have dysregulated nervous systems, right? So we're running in fight, flight, freeze, or fawn, right? So our nervous systems, like let's say, okay, I want to make a lot of money. And your nervous system is just like, oh, well, I coach a lot of women and entrepreneurs, and they're like, we've uncovered these crazy beliefs they have about money that they learned in childhood. Like, you know, one woman heard her father say her whole life, like, money is the root of all evil. So if she wants to make more money in her business, but yet she's got this unconscious belief that she didn't even realize until we took a look at it, she's not going to make more money because there's some part of her that believes like, oh my God, I'm like, even though her conscious mind knows, but we stay stuck to stay safe. And that's all that our nervous system and our ego wants to do. So again, it's this, how do I get unstuck? It's the way that I work is through the subconscious mind, the nervous system, and the energetics. And that combo flambo really moves the needle. So like for me, I didn't realize this. I'll tell you my story really quick. When I was 10 years old, I was standing in Montauk on vacation, and the woman who owned the boutique in my town on Long Island, she's like, you know, Marcy, you're so pretty. You should model for the store. And as 10, I'm like, you know, oh, okay. And then she goes, you know what though? You need to lose 10 pounds. Right?
Yeah.
And my father, who was standing there, he didn't say anything. He didn't, you know, and again, whatever, he did the best he could. I'm not like mad at him, but like, he didn't defend me. Like if somebody said that to me in front of my 10-year-old daughter, I would have went crazy. But then I created a belief about myself where I got completely disconnected from my body. And I created that belief. And to some degree, like my dad did too, you know, like I think he kind of whatever. And again, so everything then connected me in shame around my body. And that was the lens in which I viewed the world and myself. You know, again, like, well, you don't know the lasting impact of what people say and how then it runs your mind.
It's interesting. And like, you can think about certain, like you can't remember so many things, but then there will be that one thing that someone said to you, like you said, when you were 10 or 13 or whatever, and it just like, it sticks with you for a reason because it's the pattern. So yeah, I totally relate with that. And I think you'd have a lot to unpack.
I call that the split, the part where everyone splits from the true nature of their essence, where they're worthy, deserving, lovable, good enough, you know? And yeah, it's just running a program. And once again, through the way that I work with people, it disassembles the program. It has nothing to stand on. So yeah.
And it is cool to think about and even to unpack it. And I wanted to ask you too, because I know that these terms and practices are so different for so many people, but being a Reiki healer and conducting meditations and having a practice, like for someone that's listening and they're curious about trying either, like what are some ways that you would describe both of those practices?
Yeah, so Reiki is just channeling universal energy in a focused way. And I've been attuned as a Reiki master and IET master, like these different ways. But like my kids used to say, well, mom, you know, I don't feel well and you put your hands on me. And I'm like, they're like, what would you do if you weren't a healer? I'd be like, put my hands on you. You know, like it's just what moms do.
Like that nurturing.
Yeah, yeah. And everybody does it. It's a loving touch. It's a loving embrace. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just my command and the intentionality that I use behind it is, you know, very focused and intentional.
I never thought of it that way.
Yeah. If you're reaching your hand out to your partner, you know, it's love through your hand. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. And like for meditation, Erica's platform, everyone should join. I mean, again, she asked me to be a regular contributor once a month, right? Something drops. And again, I'm so honored. Like,
yeah, amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm honored because, you know, she's so amazing in, she's like, what you offer is the perfect complement of what my community needs. And I just love that. So every month it's exciting, like what's going to, and it's just been getting great feedback. So if anyone's interested, join Erica's community formally, but meditation, it is the best. But meditation is a way to just really tune into and slow your brain down. And whether that's done, you know, through meditation, like a guided meditation, like I do, whether it's done with pranayama, which is breath, mantra, all of the ways that Erica does it, what it's really doing is, I feel, connecting us into our inner world. And our inner world really is the most interesting world. We're so focused on out there and what everyone's doing and thinking and saying. And when you're caught up in that, there's no grounded center. And I just believe meditation makes us be, you know, more internal and like, where can I go? And there's no limit because it just, you know, I go so far out.
Yeah. I think that's how I ended up doing half this stuff is through meditation. Cause I'm like, I can do anything. Like, you know, you're just like you said, you get quiet, but you can finally hear your soul. Like, I believe that. I think you can. Like,
totally.
And you're finally tuning into like that inner child and like, what did you really want to, you know, want to do and want to accomplish, and who did you want to help and how did you want to do it before we heard all the outside noise, to your point. So
yeah,
it changed my life, meditation. I mean, there's so much more that I want to go deeper with it. I mean, I think I downloaded Erica's app in like 2019 or 2020 at this point.
Yeah. Good.
But I'm like, I could still go deeper. And like, that's the beautiful thing about it.
I think it's endless. I think every single person could go deeper. I think it's a spiral. It's like you never get to the end. You just keep going deeper and you access light, you access codes of consciousness, you access guides, angels, loved ones in heaven, your own intuition, the quantum field where every possibility exists. And it's pretty cool.
It is. It definitely is. And I know you touched on at the beginning how you got started and got into it, but do you have like the biggest inspiration or someone that inspires you in your field, or is it truly something that you kind of just were called to it and got started on your way?
Yeah. I mean, my mentor was Harriet McDonough. She is a social worker in Garden City, New York. And I went to a reading where someone connected with my son. And the stuff that she told me in that reading was bananas. And then I would see her like every few years and she's like, you need to work with this woman. And I did. And again, I worked with her every week for 2 years straight, 10 years ago and or 12 years ago. And then she did these trainings and then I just done my own training. So, I mean, I could say her, and I would say her because she changed the trajectory of my life. Wow. And, you know, now she's my colleague.
I love that. That's so inspiring. And it's like, you kind of need to have someone see that in you before you even see it yourself, like someone that believes in you to kind of be like, you can do this, you know?
And yeah,
that's beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Another piece that I wanted to ask you about, I don't know if the word is piece, but manifestation. I feel like manifesting is another term that gets thrown around, but what does it really mean to manifest? Because I feel like I struggle with even knowing what exactly it means to.
Yeah. Well, we're all manifesting all the time.
Through our thoughts.
Through our thoughts, through where we're vibrating. What's showing up in your world is a direct correlation to what you're currently manifesting. But what I would say is, like, with so many people talking about it, it becomes now a conscious practice. And the best analogy that I tell people, it's like you walk over to a vending machine, you push the button, the thing swirls and it comes out. It can be that instant, right? But what gets in the way of it being that instant is like what I told you before. You put an order in to the soda machine, you know, or the chips, it comes right out. There's no doubt. There's no resistance. You sit down at a table and you put your order in and you don't chase the waiter to be like, you got that right? Like, when is it coming? You know, you're enjoying your meal. You have confidence that it's coming. But what happens is with the bigger orders, there is resistance. Is it really going to come? Do I deserve it? It's going to come. How is it going to come? When is it going to come? Right? So that's what gets in the way of people, you know, quote, manifesting. If you've ever noticed, like, the things that you had no attachment to came in the quickest.
Yeah, that's so true. That you weren't like fixated on. Because I'll use an example, and I talk about it on here a lot too, but I'm single and I'm like manifesting a partner, you know, want to be married, want to have kids, but I'm probably thinking about it a lot and being like, I'm somehow blocking it because, you know.
There are two energies. There's holding. So anybody listening, it's like having your hand open or grasping. Mm-hmm. So when you grasp, like, you know, it can fall through your fingers. It has an energy of attachment and need. Whereas if you hold, whatever wants to come, comes.
Yeah.
There's no, and even if, like, I'll say, like, you know, when you go on dates, right? If, like, you're in that graspy energy, there's a need, and then it's just, it doesn't get to be fun because you're looking to, instead of being in the present moment, like, is this going to be fun or do I even like this person? You're already projecting fear into the future.
Yeah, you're thinking 10 steps ahead without just being in the moment.
Right. Right, exactly. And no, you know, no guy does that, by the way. You know, like, it's like,
no.
Is it a threat, right?
They're just like, they don't even think about half the stuff we do.
Right.
Like, right. Overthinking.
Right. Yeah. Because men, this is what men do. The difference between men and women in dating is men are focused on one thing at a time. So if they're playing golf, they're thinking about golf. If they're working, they're thinking about working. If they're, you know, with the woman, they're with the woman. Like, they're able, but women have like 25 tabs open.
Yes.
All the time. And we're always like wondering and thinking and grasping and, is my advice is when people are trying to manifest, what they're looking for is the feeling that they think that experience is going to give them. So what is it that you think having a partner is going to give you? And what you do is if you can create that within yourself.
Wow. Yeah.
It automatically becomes a match because that's what shows up for you.
Yeah. That's beautiful. I feel like it sounds so simple, but it's not. Like,
yeah. You know. So then again, it's like, okay, so what has, you know, what issues are in your tissues that make you think that even if it didn't happen, you couldn't have the best life possible? Yeah. Even if you didn't have a partner and you really wanted to be a mother, that, you know, there's nothing that could stop you to be a mother.
Yeah. Cause there's so many ways that you can. Yeah. No, that's true.
Yeah. So that's the question. Like in anything, if you want the partner, what is it that you think it's going to fill? And then you fill it yourself. You become that.
Yeah.
And then what you want automatically comes. You're not grasping, you're holding, you're embodying, you're living that life. And then the perfect match comes in because you're this whole complete person. If you're looking for more money, how do you create more safety and freedom within yourself?
Yeah.
If you think that's what the money is going to give you, you have to embody the safety and freedom first.
Yeah.
And then the money comes as a match.
That's so true. And it's like exactly what you're saying is like being that vibrational match. Like, are you on that vibration? And that was something I wanted to ask you too. Like, when you think of the high vibes, positive frequency, and being like the best version of yourself, what comes to mind for you? Like, what are some things that people that are listening, you know, if they want to improve their vibe other than working with you, but if they want to improve their vibe and be on that high frequency, what do you think of?
Emotional regulation, whatever emotions come up that you're able to have a way. That's why I do the EFT on Evolve app that if you listen, emotions literally means energy in motion. They are feelings. They are meant to be felt. We don't bypass and we're not like, hey, you know, I'm going to be happy and high vibe all the time. No, you're going to have stuff that's going to happen. And as you have the stuff that happens, how do you move it through to a place where you are not fixated on it? You don't go into the downward spiral. You're not in a place of, you know, you're in flow, right? That's how you are in a high vibe place. Like, everything is happening as it should. Even if it's not exactly how I want it to be yet, I'm good with where I am. I'm grateful and I am aligned in the next step that I need to take because the universe meets me there. That's how you get in high vibe. If something comes, it's like a wave that comes. How do you regulate, move into integration, right? I'm not going to let it mess with my flow and then get back on the ride again of wishing it's different. Because this, yeah. If you wish it's different, like yesterday, I wrote on my Instagram, I was like, dear spring, thanks for being here, but I'm ready for sun and beach and warm days. Like, so it's my humor, but the long, and I wrote it and I was okay then with the gray, miserable day, but it's like the longer you sit and you're miserable or against the weather, what someone did, the news, the, you know, the traffic, right? Yeah. Two people could be in traffic, one singing, laughing, having fun, or listening to a podcast and learning something, and the other person is freaking out. It's the traffic. It's the same thing. It's how you respond, right?
Totally. And you made me think of too, I loved your Valentine's Day post because it was about like, everything you just said, like being in the present moment, being grateful for what you have, seeing that there's love everywhere and everything that you do, like you're choosing to have that attitude, you know, and that is the high vibe. Like,
yeah, exactly.
You're choosing to see it, that you are in abundance. You're not lacking.
Right. And that's it. When you're looking for a partner or you're looking for more money or you're looking for this, it's like there's automatically a lack. So my Valentine post was like, I don't have a significant other, but I love comes to me in so many ways. And I posted as many photos as Instagram would allow, like 30 ways, like my dog, my daughter, you know, my friends, my, you know, and like each individual way that like my healthy body or
beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you. So that's it. I love how you just picked up on it. Like that's the essence. Like, if you can embody the love, love's going to meet you.
Yeah. And it's, I feel so grateful too. Like all my family, my friends, and like so many beautiful relationships. Like it's not an end all be all about a partner. Yes, it's great. But to your point, like it's very inspiring just to think of it that way too. Cause it's like, it's everywhere. We're so lucky to have all these amazing people in our lives. So
yeah, I think our right. And I think our community, you know, like our, not our community, but like the world and movies and I'm burping on it because it's so funny. It's such a message like, oh, you know, the partnership is everything. And yes, it fills something really beautiful. And there's so like the greatest, greatest, greatest thing that I've ever experienced is the love of my children.
Yeah.
And again, you know, like, well, it would be better if I had a partner. Well, you don't know. you think so.
Yeah.
But if it's something that somebody wants, like you go for it.
And you have like, I don't know, we can get off of this, but I could talk about it forever because it's like you have freedom. You can spend all this time with your kids and spend time with your friends however you choose to, travel the world, all these things. So it's like just seeing the positive of it because you don't know. Like you have no idea.
Yeah. Just become the love that you seek and your whole life will change.
I love that. That's beautiful. And on that topic, because I saw that it's one of your values as well. Self-love. And I've been on this healing self-love journey for the last couple of years, and it's kind of become the overarching theme of this podcast. So I like to ask some guests, and you're definitely one that I want to ask, what does like, how do you know you're loving yourself well?
Because I don't betray myself. I keep promises to myself and I do them.
I love that.
In big and small ways. Yeah. My voice. And what I need and what I want is the most important one. And I am not betraying or abandoning myself. And I don't people please and put myself to the side to abandon myself. And then in small ways, like, okay, Marcy, you know, you're going to eat health. I've been on this whole healing journey of my body. I went through menopause and had an imbalanced gut and I gained weight. And like, it's like, okay, the promise I'm keeping to myself is you're going to eat well, you're going to exercise, you're going to meditate, and nothing is going to get in the way. So if I put myself first and it's the most loving thing I can do for myself, it's automatically the most loving thing for everyone else too.
Yes, that's so true, because this came to me when I was traveling, that you can only give your best to the world if you're giving the best to yourself. Like, it kind of just came, I don't know, quote somewhere. I don't know.
Exactly.
But it's so true. Yeah. And like, similar to you, in the last couple of weeks, I'm going to share all the things because this is what I do on the podcast, but I've similarly had like this gut imbalance, it's felt like, and like started eating healthier and all of that. And just like honoring your body and where it's at. And like you said, prioritizing exercise and prioritizing eating well. And like, if you have to say no to that event because you want to meditate or take a bath or just have a night, you know, to yourself, like honoring those things, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. We're no longer betraying ourselves to make other people happy.
And I spent a long time doing that. So
most people do, because it's our inherent nature to stay loved and to stay connected.
Yep, that makes sense. Do you have a morning ritual or a morning routine to set the tone for your day? I always like to ask.
Yeah. So the first thing I do is I give love and affection to my dog. She sleeps with me, and as soon as I move and I'm up, she starts to move, and I just give her loving presence. And then I then sit down and I like to pick oracle cards and be quiet and either, you know, do a meditation on my own or do something from Erica's app. And then I go and I, again, honor myself. So like, I do ginger and lemon. I juice it and I put it in hot water, and that flushes my liver and good for my gut. And then I make my coffee, and I'm like so excited about my coffee. And I like
love my coffee.
Right? It's like such a great, love that. And again, I just inside and like starting my day in presence. So with my dog, with the cards, with the drinks and the meditations, it's like, right? Because everything, there's just so much. It's like scrolling and this and that and working and people and beep, bop, boo. But that's how I start my day, in presence.
That's beautiful. I love that. I need to try the ginger and lemon.
Yeah.
For the coffee. I know you're supposed to wait a half hour.
Yeah. Like, if you could even just do, like, I have a juicer and I juice the whole lemon and the ginger, and it's really strong shot. And then I just put a little bit in with the water. But even if you just took lemon and squeezed it into the water, it's really healthy for you. It flushes your liver, which is your biggest detox organ. And it just changed something for me. I had all over my face. I did post this on my Instagram too. I had terrible rosacea. Like, my skin was like, what the heck's going on? And I realized I had an allergy to eggs.
It's awful. I eat them all the time.
Well, no, you would know if you ended up getting.
No, I mean, I'm sorry for you that you can't eat them.
Yeah, no, I know. Me too. Every single day I eat eggs.
I know. I'm like, it's so easy.
I know. And I love them too.
Yeah.
Believe me, I know. But it caused a whole refocusing on, you know, like what I needed to do. And again, it's just all this incredible, you know, up-leveling. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah. And everyone has a different area of focus. For me, it has been my physical body. You know, some people, it's relationships, work, money, family relationships. Everyone has a different lens in which they are evolving and becoming the best versions of themselves.
For sure. And it changes over time, you know. Yep. Like I feel like right now I'm in the mental and physical and spiritual.
Yeah. But
you can be in a couple at a time, like you said, and different seasons will bring different things.
So totally. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. You're welcome.
I wanted to ask you too, what, as you like look back and reflect on where you're at now and how you have grown into this beautiful version of yourself, what would you tell 18-year-old you? And why?
I would tell my 18-year-old to listen to your intuition and trust her guidance. There's nobody outside of you that knows better for you than you.
Yeah. I wish I knew that too at 18. That's beautiful.
I tell my 19-year-old daughter that, and yeah, it's such a great thing to be able to parent. I have a 19-year-old daughter and a 22-year-old son, and parent them in the way that I know I needed to be parented.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I needed this and I give it to myself. Or, oh, I see how this could be different for my own kids and I do this. You know, it's not about blame. It's just about when you know better, you do better. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I like to ask this too. I'm sure you have a lot, but if there's like a quote or advice someone gave you in the past or something generally that's just had an impact on you that you'd want to share with listeners.
Let me think about that. I think my favorite quote, and I don't know who said it, is when you change your energy, you change your life. Like, you know, it's just the, I would say, North Star of my life, of how I live my life, how I hold space for my clients. Everything is energy. Everything is vibrating. We are energetic beings. We think these bodies are solid. They're not. You think the table's solid. It's not. Everything is energy, vibration, and frequency. And when you change your energy, a whole new world opens up.
I couldn't agree more with that, because it's like I'm reflecting back to, it was probably like 5 to 7 years ago when I like started on this journey similarly. And I had a friend say to me, like, you're glowing. Like, what have you been doing? I'm sure people say that to you all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's the vibration. It's the energy. It's how I feel about myself. It's how I talk to myself. I used to not talk kindly to myself. You know, it's like changing your energy. I genuinely agree with that, that it changes your life.
Yeah, it is. It is a, there is a non-physical pull of why certain people are light and vibrant and magnetic, and it can be felt, you know, it can be felt. And so, you know, that really is the truth of how I lead my life and hold space for people for their transformation too.
Yeah. Amazing. I'm like, I could talk to you forever, but we got through all of my main questions. I wanted to see, is there anything, like any project you're working on that you'd want to share with everyone? And I'll let them know where they can follow you, but if you can say your handle too.
Yeah, sure. So Instagram is the best place to follow me. It's at Marcy, M-A-R-C-I, Baron, B-A-R-O-N. And what I do is I work with women primarily. There's some men I work with, but they have to be, you know, in a line, ready for it and aligned. Like all the people that I work with, when they sign up for a call with me, like they're getting their questions asked, but I'm also like, are you the right match for me? You know?
Yeah.
And that's the beautiful thing. I mean, people could do one session with me and just buy that on my website, but I hold 6 and 12 week private containers. And I also launching a group around fertility, because that really has become something that so many women need. They, all the physical things, you know, they're working with the acupuncturist, the fertility doctor, and they're not getting pregnant. And what I've realized is there's a whole emotional and energetic and nervous system correlation that I kind of explained. It's true of every area and particularly around fertility. So if anyone is interested in that, send me a message.
Yeah, I know I have friends and family members, and luckily a lot of my girlfriends that were struggling, three of them actually are pregnant this year.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that.
I have a family member, I have people in my life. So definitely something that is needed for the collective. So.
Yeah. There's very often when we don't get pregnant, we go very much into our masculine energy of fixing and controlling and, you know, doing. And it's the most feminine of processes. It's really about surrender and releasing control and allowing and receiving. And we can't masculine go into the masculine, into the most feminine of processes. And women who have had trouble, they also believe that their womb has abandoned them or there's been a betrayal, and they really disconnect from their body in a way that they get angry, and understandably so. And what the program does is we're trying to like reconnect in a more loving way.
I wanted to ask, because you just touched on it a little bit, like having that feminine energy and really embodying that, like, are there small things that women can start doing to tap into that a little bit more?
100%. So feminine energy is receiving, it's intuitive, it's flow, it's surrender, right? Masculine energy is doing, analyzing, fixing, you know, moving the ball down the field, right?
Yeah.
If you put on a song every day and danced and moved your body in a way that just felt really good. And it's not for show. It's not for exercise. It's just like, let me just flow my body. That's feminine essence. If you can practice receiving, so many women have a hard time receiving even compliments. So anything that comes, put your hand on your heart and be like, I receive that. Right? Like you're practicing receiving. Anything that you want to force or control or fix or do, just go into, all right, I'm going to surrender it and allow, and not like you get to play with that energy a little bit, because so many women are so in their masculine.
Yeah. I've had to work on it. It's tough, because when you're independent, you're doing everything, so to speak. It is, but it's such a beautiful thing to be more in flow and and we're meant to be
exactly
in our divine feminine.
Yeah. It's so beautiful. Right. And then it's like, so what can I create for creation's sake? Like not for we're creating a podcast, but it's like, can I paint? Can I sew and stitch? Can I take, like, I got like a latch hook thing, and I just like love, you know, creating that, and, you know, just draw, paint, color, you know, cook, whatever it is that you can create, that's in your feminine. That's being in your feminine.
I love that. I'm sure that will help a lot of listeners too.
Yeah.
So, thank you. This has been so beautiful. I'm putting you on the spot. I know we're close to time, but could we do like a 2-minute quick, like, wind down meditation?
Yeah. So why don't I do my energy cleanse if everyone wants to cleanse their energy?
Do you mind?
No, not at all. Let's give everyone a little taste. All right. So everybody close your eyes, take a deep breath in and exhale it out. Two more. Inhale and exhale. One more deep inhale And exhale. So first, we're going to just invite in the violet flame. The violet flame is an energy of transmutation and alchemy. It is held by Saint Germain and Archangel Zadkiel and their divine feminine counterparts. I want you to see, feel, allow, invite, visualize, give permission to this violet flame to surround you in 360 degrees. Take a breath. And exhale everything into that flame that doesn't serve you. Thoughts, feelings, sensations, patterns, beliefs, habits. Good. Deep breath. And exhale again. Everything into that flame. Just surrender it to that violet flame. Good. Take a deep breath in. I want you to unhook your energy, literally see fish hooks unhooking from people, places, situations, friends, family, employers, the world, the matrix, social media. And I want you to call your energy back. Call it back, call it back, call it back through this light. This light acts like an energetic car wash. It washes, clears, and releases everything. And your light is cleansed, clear, and bright. Inhale. And let it go. Good. That should feel different if you really called your energy back. Take a deep breath in. Invite this light in through the skin, into the bone, the blood, the cells, the tissues, the organs, the muscles, releasing on a cellular level everything that's ready to go. Let this flame go intuitively where it needs to go. You can also focus it wherever you need. So if you have thyroid issues, bring it to your throat. If you have something going on in your stomach, bring it down to your abdomen, your joints, your back, your knees. Let this flame clear, release, and transmute everything that's ready to go. Deep breath in. And exhale it out. Good. Now notice how you feel in just a few minutes. And now I want you to invite a color or colors. I like gold. And I want you to wash and feel it pour over the crown of your head, your hair, your face, your brain, the back of your head, filling you with this light of radiance, of peace, of calm, of ease. Feel this light wash over your shoulders, your arms, your elbows, your forearms, your hands, your fingertips, filling you with the light. Feel it swirl through your throat, down into your heart, your solar plexus, your sacral, your root, your whole upper body in the front, filling you with the light. Feel it shoot up your spine and out the crown of your head, and down the back of your head, the back of your neck, your upper back, middle back, lower back. Filling you with this beautiful light of healing, of balance, of peace. Oh, feel it pour into your hips, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your shins, out through your feet, down into the crust mantle core of the earth, anchoring you firmly into the earth. Relax and at peace, calm and at ease, light. In body, mind, and spirit. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Two more deep breaths in and exhale. Good. One more big breath. And I want you to feel the angels seal up your energy, your aura. You are protected. You are safe. You are loved. It's this beautiful bubble of light that only your energy signature is here for a reason. The embodiment of your soul. Say one positive thought, affirmation, prayer, or just gratitude. And just send that out to the world and let it go. Thank you for allowing me to be the conduit of healing. My light bows to yours. Namaste.
Namaste. That was amazing. I hope you guys enjoyed that as much as I just did.
Just a little energy cleanse.
A little boost. I'm like, I feel like I can take on the world now.
Go do it, girl. You did it. You just did an activation. It's like taking a shower, right? You like an everything shower. We feel so good after. Yes,
it's the best. Thank you so much, Marcy, from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for coming on. I look forward to keeping in touch and working with you.
Me too. Thank you for inviting me.
Of course. And guys, make sure you follow Marcy. She's such a light. Check out her meditations and Erica's. And we'll see you guys next time. And as always, I'm sending you all the love and light in the world. See you soon.